You're listening to SBS News.
A single ambulance drives through the desert tonight near the holy city of Najaf in search of final rest. Inside is the body of Hassoun Rassan, a 72-year-old who died of COVID-19. Iraq thought it knew death. Then the coronavirus came. At a special burial site, men in respirators, rubber boots and hazmat suits unload the old man's body with as much dignity as possible. Hassoun Rassan shouldn't be here. A Shia Muslim, he should be buried within 24 hours by the graves of his ancestors in the Valley of Peace Cemetery. His body should be washed by his family and they should be by his graveside. But that was before Corona. His body is sprayed with disinfectant for the third, fourth, fifth time. Soon he will be laid to rest. Denied a final goodbye, his nephew Hassan is heartbroken and angry. I want my voice to be heard. The hospitals are very secretive, he said. They kept his body for days, all the while my uncle was kept in a freezer. He denies his uncle had COVID-19, despite the death certificate. The disease brings not just death, but also shame and stigma here. The streets of Baghdad are being disinfected. It's Ramadan, the city is quiet, but hardly at peace. Few here want to admit having the disease or even get a test. In the Al Farat neighbourhood, a 19-year-old has tested positive. The health directorate arrives in force. Neighbours peer out cautiously from behind steel gates that protect their homes. Dr. Jason Al-Hijami wants the neighbourhood shut down. He gives the order to clear the houses.
I want to know, who are the infected people from this house and the one next to it? Take them to the hospital. People in this neighbourhood will not stand for it. Don't let them out.
After years of conflict and corruption, Iraqis learnt to trust family first, government last. The home is sacrosanct. This is an intrusion. The man's sick brother and neighbour protests.
Since the lockdown, I have prevented my kids from going out. I don't even go to my work. I prevented my family from visiting my brother's house.
Iraq's official COVID count is low, fewer than 100 deaths in a country of 38 million people. But few believe the numbers. Back on the outskirts of Najaf, an earth mover digs Hassoun Rassan's grave, a 5-metre-deep pit. The final prayers are said by the strangers burying him. They ask for God's forgiveness, their words muffled by their respirators. Iraq knows death well. It has been ravaged by it. But even in war, tradition and ritual were maintained. But for coronavirus, nothing is sacred.